Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Yes, that will be me. And I'm now joined by Jem and Robin from Brentwood Food Bank. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Tony. Fine, thanks. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, great. Thank stuff. You, Tony.
And of course, you have been here before. You're no stranger to Phoenix right. FM. You was back here last year on 123 with Bob Simpson.
That's the one.
Now, there was loads of media attention on the run-up to Christmas for the food bank, yeah. In particular, the Trussell Trust. A lot of it often used by opposition to criticise government policies, etc. I don't want to go into the policies, but more people in the UK seem to be using this service ever before. So let's start at the beginning, because obviously the food bank clues in its name of what it is, but you can't just walk in and start helping yourself to food. It's like a voucher system. Tell me how the food bank works.
Yeah, you're right, it is a voucher system. What happens is we put vouchers out with sort of Citizen Advice Bureau and places like that, Mind, and train the staff up. And then they'll go in, people will go in if they need food, and they'll talk to them, work with them. If that seems to be necessary, then they send them down to us, to one of our depots. We've got a depot in Breakthrough Church and Doddinghurst Road Community Church.
Okay. What type of person requires the service, and what circumstances do people require the service? I guess that it's kind of obvious, but some people may find that they're in a, you know, like a temporary situation. It's not always permanent. Yeah. It can be everyday people, can't it?
Absolutely. I think there's a stereotypical view that it's going to be one type of a person, but it isn't. I think if I had to put a name over everybody, I'd say invisible people. It's people that sort of slip through the net sometimes. You can have somebody, maybe you have, benefits that haven't come through for, but because somebody else has lost their business. They've still got to pay a mortgage, they've still got to pay rent, they've still got to run a car, still got to get kids to school. A whole host of different situations. People are being sort of dumped by a partner or things like that, family split up, or illness even. You can have people that have got a bad illness comes along, and then where do they earn the money from? They can't get it.
Absolutely. The charity is run, the big charity is the Trussell Trust, of course. It's a non-government funded registered charity. Are you connected to them, or do they help you with the work you do, or are you kind of independent but joined to the charity?
Yeah, we are independent but joined to the charity. So we're under their umbrella, and they keep a very keen eye on what's going on, which is absolutely right. So, for example, we have to produce sort of statistics and sheets that they go through each year. We're expected to sort of toe the line, and totally agree with that. It's very, very professional. It's not like just dump some food in and then we'll chuck it out at you. No, it's weighed in and it's weighed out. It's dated and everything of that particular nature. It's quite a complex system. It's far more than people would imagine, as Robin found out when he first came along and started helping.
And how long have you been going? Because how did the Brentwood Food Bank in particular start off?
Okay, Brentwood Food Bank started when somebody started badgering me, saying, can we do food bank, can we do food bank? And I listened to this person for about 2 or 3 months, and then they were saying, well, there is a need. And they went and did a stats over Brentwood to see what was around. And it really started from there. So we got together with Breakthrough Church. Breakthrough Church at that time had the premises. Put a load of money together, because it wasn't a cheap thing to do, buying all the shelving and everything like that. It must have been about, between the two of us, probably cost about £8,000.
Oh, wow.
To get it up and running. But hey presto, here it is.
And of course, it's all run by volunteers.
It's absolutely incredible. I'm absolutely amazed at the volunteers. I think between us, we've got about 30 volunteers. Most of them are retired people. It's just amazing to see how much work they're pretty prepared to do. And Robin sort of comes in with his car regularly. In fact, I think Robin's really started weight training recently, because he's picking up all this
all
stuff.
All the boxes, yeah.
Yeah. And he says so himself, you know, why join a gym? Come and join Food Bank and help.
Is it open certain days of the week? Do you have set days where you have this service? Or?
Yes, it is. It's open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. That's in different locations. It's Doddinghurst Road Community Church and it's Breakthrough Church. And we usually do it from something like 11:30 to 1. Having said that, we always have emergency numbers, and if people phone out of ours, we're not going to say no.
Yes. Now, I guess some of these questions are kind of obvious when you hear them, but I suppose a lot of people won't realise. But where does all the food for the food bank come from? I take it it's obviously donated, but if people are listening to this, they want to go on the internet, or they're listening on the show page blog tomorrow when they're listening back on the system, and they want to make a donation, how do you do that? How do people get food to the food bank?
Okay, do you want to tell them, Ron?
Yes, I mean, they can donate and bring into the two centres at Breakthrough Church. Will accept food, and so will Doddbrough Community Church, and we accept parcels of food of whatever. There is a list of what people like, and they will accept them in those two places.
Okay, we'll come to the type of food that's the type of things that people need in a sec. But you would think in, I mean, you know, from my general talking to people, about people, as I've researched some of this in the last couple of years, that a place like Brentwood, expensive property, you know, 4x4s driving around, that people wouldn't thought you'd have a problem like this in Brentwood. Does that make it harder to get donations? Do you think people say, well, you know, what, in Brentwood? Surely not.
No, that's a very good point. You would have thought it might have made it harder, but it hasn't. People are actually very generous. Brentwood is generally very generous. You have schools giving as well. You have churches giving. You have individuals. We had an old couple come in and say, look, we've told our family we don't want Christmas presents. We want you to donate money for food bank. So there's a lot that comes in. And, yeah, we can sort of say, is there really a need? When you look at the fact that over 2,000 people were fed last year, it points out quite clearly the answer is yes.
Oh, wow. I'm trying to put myself in the position of a person who possibly fallen on hard times, require the service of the food bank. And I'm guessing that it would stretch to other things, toilet paper, soap, nappies, I suppose, if you're a one-parent family. Is this something you cater for? Is it just food, or can you do razors? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we do everything, pretty well everything that people require in a non-perishable situation. It's not perishable food, but it's not only food, but they do, as you say. We help families, children with nappies or, you know, sanitary problems, sanitary wear, sanitary clothes, and things like shampoos and all that sort of stuff. In other words, the peripheral stuff, not just the actual food. There's people who have who are struggling. They don't just need food, they need these other things as well, as you say, like razors and things like that. They're very necessary, and we do get those generously donated. I can't stress the generosity of the people of Brentwood who come in and donate all these things to us that we can then help other people.
I suppose it would be in a situation that if you was on hard times but you had some money to go shopping, you're going to your natural instinct would be to categorise things that you've got to do. Obviously, you've got to eat, so you might need to buy some food. But that particular week, you're going for a job interview, you need to have a shave, and you can't afford. I mean, razors now are not £7 or £8 even some of the disposables, so it can be expensive. So things like that are equally as important to people.
It is. People actually get down to that. You'd think, well, okay, just a bit of food needed. No, it's not. I mean, if you haven't got anything, you really haven't got anything. And a lot of people don't come into food banks straight away. And I suppose one of the biggest things that I've noticed is that people say, I'm so ashamed to be here. I never thought I'd be in a place like this. So it is difficult for people to get over that hurdle. And when they do, generally they have got right down to the bare necessities, if bare basics, if even that.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a song and then we'll be talking about advice and stuff. So we'll first up, a track from Years and Years. This is a brand new track from them. It's their new one called King.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back with Jem and Robin from Brentwood Food Bank. Now, we were talking about the ways people can donate food and et cetera, but what is the best type of food? What food don't you need? I mean, I take it people don't, people, fresh apples and things like that. You want stuff that's non-perishable, really?
It's non-perishable, yeah. Sort of tin food, things like that, pasta and stuff of that nature. When it comes in, what we do is it's dated straight away so that we're obviously not having stuff on the shelf too long, and we don't give out stuff early when there's other stuff that's going to be beyond the sell-by date. So it really is, it has to be that set type. You know, we actually had somebody given a pumpkin before Christmas. You know, that's very nice of them, but there's not a lot you could do with
it. They go off quite quick as well, don't they?
Yes.
So, and you've got to, I take it, with all the shelving, you have to run it, quite professionally, as you say, label everything off so you know where it's got, stock take it, or it must be quite a task, even when you're behind the scenes to giving the food out. Is the food, do people come in and pick it up, or do you deliver it?
No, what happens is that the food, when it comes in, let's suppose that you donated food to Food Bank, that would go into a central depot. The central depot weighs it in and shelves it, having dated it as well. Then the two side depots, the one that's in Breakthrough and the one that's in Doddinghurst Road Community Church, if we give them what's called a picking list, so that list will go in saying what we need for our shelving. They will then weigh it out and we will have volunteers deliver it to us. And then we obviously distribute that as and when people come in with a voucher, so that's how it works.
And what food is the food that you don't really need. Let me rephrase that. Is it things like people? It's no use turning up with like hundreds of cans of beans, I suppose. Is it? Do you get things up? People just want to give you lots of tins of the usual. Do you try and get a different? You know, like a nice mixture.
Yeah, we do. Some people will just come in, as you say, with tins of beans. But actually, we've got a system now with a lot of the places that we tell people what we urgently need, particular types of food. We might need, for argument's sake, steak pies, or we might need meals in a tin, or we might need, as we've said, other things like shampoos and things like that, because there's a demand for that. So our donors, our central donors that come in from the various churches and schools, often will ask us, do you need anything specific? And they send it out to the people who donate, and they tell us exactly what they then respond accordingly.
And I suppose if people are looking at donating their food, as well as going through what they're not using indoors, and no doubt like me, you'll have things that you think, if you bought it a long time ago, you'd be checking the sell-by dates to make sure that's in date first before you give it away. But I would imagine that a good way to give is if you're out shopping and you come up against a two-for-one and you think, I need one of those, but I'm going to get one free. And that's a fantastic way, because it's costing you nothing to actually get the product and give it away.
Yeah, that's right. It's a really, really good way of doing that. And I think it's also important to note that no food that comes in gets wasted. We never, ever had to throw anything away. If we have stuff that has reached the sell-by date and we've got a little bit too much of it, we will have other charitable organisations that are desperate in need of it, and we'll just pass it on to them. So nothing gets wasted. But, yeah, we do get rather a lot of beans.
Okay. So let's go back to someone falling on hard times, a person or family falling on hard times. They've had an unlucky spell in their lives and require the services of the food bank, which you're supplying, which is great. But what about things like counselling, advice? Do you offer people counselling, try to get them back onto the right path?
We do signpost, yeah, and we'll have other organisations that will come in and use the premises with us. You know, we allow our buildings to be used that way. But primarily what people need is a bit of friendship. They need to realise they're not in the boat on their own, and that people aren't going to judge them or look down at them for that. So a lot of our volunteers will sit down. We'll always have tea and coffee out, biscuits and things like that, and just have a real good chat with people. And usually we can signpost. You know, being a church, you've got all sorts of people, different backgrounds. We can signpost amongst ourselves. If there's a young girl that's in trouble, we can partner to somebody else that's had that. Or, of course, we point out the right organisations within the council and work very, very closely with the council as well. But it's friendship. It's really friendship.
And is it seasonally worse in, not so much Christmas, but in the winter months? Do the winter months, I know people reflect on it more in the winter, for certainly, because the problem, you know, is in the media a lot. But is it? Do you find the cold weather with the cost of heating, etc., puts pressure on families where they need the service more? Do you find you have a busy period, so to speak?
This time of year, it does get a little bit busier, yes, because people still have to pay their sort of heating bills, like you've just said. And really, you know, it's catching people before they fall through the net as well. We do say to people, look, if you're really, really hard up and struggling, then do come along and have a chat. It's better to do that than grin and bear it. But on the other side of the coin, throughout the year, there's that continuous trickle, which is quite interesting. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason. You may have one week, I think, you know, one week we gave out sort of about 14 food parcels from our base. Another week you may give out two. It just depends what's going on, of course. You know, it's covering a large area and a whole variety of different backgrounds.
Is it? I know that you've got one in Donegal and one in Brentwood. And what area do you serve? Does Brentwood Food Bank serve in particular? Does it have a boundary? If people come from from Shenfield or further afield, or do you have restrictions on that?
No, we are generally covering the Brentwood area and beyond. But obviously, if we have a social worker comes in and says, look, we've got a problem with the family here, well, yeah, of course we'll provide. Or we'll signpost them if there's a food bank in the area. But yeah, we've given out quite a lot of food to people in different areas.
Okay. Now, for someone's listening who's in a situation, or they know of someone in a situation, let's run through what they need to do, because their first call would be citizen advice, did you say?
That's probably the best one. I said, wouldn't you, Robin? It's on the high street, so...
Yes, I think so, but there are a couple of others as well. There's Brentwood Mind, I think, the job centres as well. Yes. I think Brentwood Council have also got a facility to give out vouchers.
That's on the Ongar Road, isn't it? Towards Kettle of Sainsbury's. Dentist there, and the little parade of shops.
Yeah.
And the Citizen Vice is in Crown Street still, if you're familiar with Brentwood. But again, you can Google these and find
them
quite
easily. Halfway along Brentwood High Street, you find Crown Street, and they're just down there on the left-hand side.
Okay. Now, for yourselves, Breakthrough Church, you've got an email here. Is this still correct? It's admin@breakthroughchurch.com.
Yeah.
You've also got a telephone number, which we'll be putting this on the show page blog anyway. So if people will be listening to this, you'll be able to get the digital recording again from tomorrow on the show page blog at phoenixfm.com, so you can listen again to it, and I'll be putting all the contact details on that. But you have actually got a site. If you go on, you'll find the Breakthrough Church, and you can find it through the Trussell Trust.
That's right. You can find it through the Trussell Trust, and also it's Doddinghurst Road Community Church, which of course is just up the road here from the Brentwood Centre. Mm-hmm. So if you ring our number and leave a message on the answer machine, we'll always get in contact one way or another.
Yeah, and Trussell Trust, you can catch on Twitter as well. I know several on Twitter, at Trussell Trust, all one word.
If you want to find it, it's not too difficult.
It's not too difficult to find. Listen, thank you for coming in. We've got a couple of boxes now that we're going to give you. While we do that, we're going to put some music on and take some photos. But we've been collecting for the last couple of weeks. This is just from Phoenix FM presenters and a few of the guests. So I've no idea what's in there. It started off, and as it's filled up, there's all sorts of weird and wonderful things in there. And we were talking off air about, it could be anything. There's a few, biscuits, and there's sweets in there as well. But you find it, you'll use all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because you get a family coming and the kids are struggling. It's just great to be able to say, look, here's a bit of extra.
Yeah.
And to be quite honest, the reward is just seeing the faces of the families. It's just absolutely amazing. So anything like that, yeah, thanks.
Because it's good to give, children a treat. It doesn't have to be, just because you find yourself in that situation where you need to prioritise what you're buying. No reason why you can't say, look, here's some sweets. So I guess it's great to be able to do that.
Well, over Christmas particularly, we got donated a lot of advent calendars, and we were able to give out an advent calendar to families with children. And, if a family's struggling, the last thing they're going to buy is an advent calendar, because it's sort of, not very priority. But, the kids get an advent calendar, they're over the moon. Because, okay, there's a few chocolates in there, but it's just that little extra which really connects people with what we're trying to do.
Do you get much help from local businesses at all?
Occasionally. Yeah.
The big supermarkets, do they say, look, we've got this, and, the dented ones or whatever, anything they can...
You couldn't take a dented can. We don't do that. You can't do that. That's just health and safety.
Right.
But, yes, you do get some businesses will come along and they'll sort of have a bit of this or a bit of that. It's not a lot of businesses, but there are a few there. Some of the major shops also let you do collections there. Down Gideon Park, for example, because there's another food bank nearer to them, we've told them to take that. We did one at Waitrose a couple of years ago, but again, there's another food bank over in that direction, so we tend to sort of leave that. But yeah, a lot comes in.
Jim, Robin from Brentwood Food Bank,
great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot,
Tony.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.